Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Roger Schmidt and Anna Kislitsina here from Sitka Fine Arts Camp to talk about an upcoming piano recital tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and it's always an exciting time to be able to have live music performed here in Sitka. I think everyone here loves it, and we always feel starved for it. So when it is here and available to us, it's always an exciting time. And you, Anna, you've been to Sitka before. You've got connections here to the Fine Arts Camp, to the Music Festival. But this is your first time coming in as a solo artist, as a solo pianist. So how did that come about, coming here as a solo artist?
I think Roger would be the one to respond to this question because he was the one to invite me.
Roger, we'll throw it to you.
Absolutely. No, I got a chance last summer to hear Anna playing piano, and I've known, through Alex and Anna, I've known them through the connection with the Music Festival. Alex, of course, is the director of the Music Festival for a number of years, and finally got to hear Anna play. Says, I have a great, my wife plays wonderful piano. Funny enough, we had gone and visited our daughter in Scotland, and then I think the next week, I saw Alex on Facebook was in the same place we were. Anna was recording with the Scottish National Orchestra, I recall. And so I was just like, wow, she's performing. And we had just gone to a concert with the Scottish National Orchestra, which is a fantastic ensemble. So I thought, this is pretty neat. And then I got to hear her play this summer, and it was just so exquisite and so beautiful and so like a jewel box. It was so precise and gorgeous at the same time. So I thought, well, gosh, you should come and do a concert on, at the PAC on the big stage. And so that's how it came about. And she said yes.
Thank you for inviting me.
Excellent. Yeah. So as a pianist, we hear that recording with orchestras, you are performing as a solo artist. Your profession kind of runs the gamut. What do you feel like you're spending more time than another performing with an ensemble or as a solo artist? What does your life as a musician kind of look like?
My life as a musician is probably resembles the lifestyle of musicians of 19th century. I'm doing everything what musicians can do. And I perform as a soloist and as a collaborative pianist. And I'm always open for all different possibilities and happy to explore. I play harpsichord and organ, and I love new repertoire, to discover old genres or some unknown composers from the past, or to find new amazing compositions which were written today. And I play with the orchestras and as a soloist and as a part of the orchestra, and love experiencing music through different ways, playing different instruments or different genres of music.
And any chance to get to play and to share that, it sounds like.
Yes, any chance to learn.
Any chance to learn, amazing. Well, we're so lucky then to have you here in Sitka to highlight you as a solo artist. So coming in and putting together this particular recital, did Roger come out to you saying, please come play particular music? Or what did it look like to put together the pieces for this program?
Roger was very kind to give me full permission to choose the repertoire, and I've got very excited about this and very inspired. So I chose compositions which would be associated with Sitka, with community, with its nature, with feelings I experienced being in Sitka, because I love this place and I spent special summers here, having our first summer with our child, and that was his very first summer. So that place made me feel like, it was something unforgettable. Mm-hmm. And I met many people whom I like and enjoy having conversations, so people who became my friends. And choosing the program, I felt connected to Sitka and chose compositions which would be warm and having special atmosphere to this place.
That's really exciting to have something that is so personalized to this place and to, like you're saying, to your personal, really meaningful experiences. We have artists who can come in, or I imagine artists anywhere, if they're going in to play any particular place, it might be just another spot on their list of places to go to. Maybe they've just been given a, this is the repertoire we'd like you to play, that it's kind of, not that the music isn't special or meaningful, but to have it so particularly special and meaningful for a particular place is, I think that's pretty darn unique. I can't imagine there's many programs put together like that for an audience to experience. So for the pieces that you put together, are there, is this more classical programming? Is this some contemporary? What kind of music would people expect tomorrow night?
So this program is called Echoes Through Time, and I chose compositions by Bach, Scarlatti, Chopin, Debussy, Rachmaninoff, and even some jazz-inspired composition, and maybe a tiny bit of contemporary at the end. I will see how the concert will feel, mm-hmm. and maybe we'll add one or two compositions at the end just to make this time arch in between beginning of my concert and the end. And the compositions I chose are deeply emotional and lyrical. They are inspired by bird songs and distant bells and tears of sorrow and light of hope. So I feel like this deeply emotional journey would be something I would love to share with the community of Sitka.
We were speaking before we went on air of it kind of also reminds of like that moving, that melting away and moving forward towards kind of like towards spring, like we are right now in February, despite the storm weather warnings we are getting. But this time of year of that light coming back, that movement of hope towards summer's coming, spring is happening. The kind of the feeling that we all are having. So to have a soundtrack to that will be nice to have as well.
Definitely. There are several compositions which are inspired by spring sounds. And I feel like it feels like melting the snow and looking forward to the future and enjoying the sunshine.
So for this program, would you encourage to come and hear this? Is this for the well-trained ear, those who are know classical music well? Is this for kind of entry-level enjoyers of piano music? Who would you recommend come?
Anybody can come, because the program is designed in such a way that compositions are not very long and will not require a lot of knowledge or focus. And even younger members of community could enjoy this concert. It could be a perfect recital to start being introduced to classical music. Some compositions can be recognized. They are classical favorites, classical music favorites, and even not knowing that these compositions are written by certain composers, they can sound familiar. Mm. So it could be a perfect concert to enjoy music you already love and discover music you might love.
Excellent. And you're saying also, yeah, with a chance with these not long pieces where you don't need to necessarily sit still in your seat for a long period of time, which is usually the trick for parents with young ones. So this could be, yeah, that great way to introduce younger ears to classical music, especially when there's those pieces that we may recognize from out about in the great wide world, that are these actually pieces that have been around and loved for many, many years. A good way to, yeah, bring in those younger audiences of like, oh, do you remember that? Well, this is happening. This is where it's supposed to be played. This is where it's coming from. That's a cool way to bring kids in and get them hooked. Get them hooked early. That's
true.
Always the goal.
Absolutely.
It's the pipeline into fine arts camp.
That's right.
That's what we got to do. So for the nitty gritty for the performance tomorrow night, it's happening obviously tomorrow, Friday the 27th at the Performing Arts Center.
At the Performing Arts Center, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Tickets are available at fineartscamp.org or at the door. And they're assigned seating, so you can pick exactly where you want to sit when you get your ticket, which we find that with piano concerts, those in the know tend to sit on the right side of the theater looking at the stage. Left side, I meant, yes. So they can see the fingers.
Ooh, so you see the magic happen.
So sometimes on a piano concert, it feels like the auditorium might start listing to one side.
Thank God it was made on a very solid foundation. Otherwise, we'd have a little bit of list going on. Well, excellent. Oh, good for the hot tip from the pros of maybe sit audience left. Mm-hmm. FineArtsCamp.org for the tickets or at the door, 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Performing Arts Center. Roger and Anna, thank you so much for coming in this morning, giving us a little preview of the music you'll be sharing with us tomorrow night.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.